Checking sports in Major League Baseball action yesterday, Adam Wainwright pitched into the sixth inning for his first win, and he hit a three-run triple in the St. Louis' fifth straight offensive outburst, lifting the Cardinals to an 11-4 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. St. Louis scored 18 combined runs in two games to close out a sweep over San Diego and had 15 in splitting the first two against Arizona. The Cards kept bashing, knocking around Patrick Corbin and finishing with 14 hits, four of them by Stephen Piscotty. Aledmys Diaz homered, scored three runs, and had two RBIs for the Cardinals, who've won four out of their last five. Piscotty, Matt Carpenter, and Matt Holliday also drove in two runs apiece. Elsewhere in the National League, San Francisco outscored San Diego 13-9. It was Philadelphia shutting down Washington 3-0. The Mets over Cincinnati 5-2. Pittsburgh beat Colorado in 12 innings 9-8. Miami shut down the LA Dodgers 2-0. And rain shut down the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Brewers. Their game at Wrigley was rained out yesterday. In the American League, Mike Trout hit a tying two-run homer. Yunel Escobar put the Angels up with a solo shot in the sixth inning, and Andrelton Simmons also went deep, powering Los Angeles to a 4-2 win over the Kansas City Royals last night. Escobar, the Angels' leadoff hitter, drove Chris Young's 3-1 pitch to center field for his third homer of the season to lead off the sixth, putting the Angels up 3-2. He had four hits in Tuesday night's 9-4 victory. Simmons ended the scoring in the seventh with his first homer as an Angel. His other 31 came with the Atlanta Braves, who sent the two-time Gold Glove shortstop to the Angels in a trade for Eric Ibar in November. Fernando Salas got the victory in relief, and Joe Smith got three outs for his second save in his many chances. Elsewhere in the AL yesterday, the White Sox beat Toronto 4-0, Baltimore over Tampa Bay 3-1, Detroit beat Oakland 9-4, Texas over the New York Yankees 3-2, Cleveland beat Minnesota 6-5, and Houston outscored Seattle 7-4. In interleague play, just one game, Boston a winner over Atlanta by a final of 9-4. In other Major League Baseball notes, Texas Rangers ace Yu Darvish is scheduled to pitch on Sunday in his first minor league rehab start since Tommy John surgery more than 13 months ago. The Rangers say Darvish will pitch two innings or around 30 pitches for AA Frisco in its home game against Corpus Christi. Darvish was 10-7 with a 3.06 ERA and 22 starts last year before his elbow surgery. He has a 39-25 record with a 3.27 earned run average and 680 strikeouts in 545 and a third innings over three major league seasons. Philadelphia Phillies starting pitcher Charlie Morton has a torn left hamstring that will force him to miss the remainder of the season. Morton is slated for surgery Monday and is expected to need 6 to 8 months to recover. Morton was injured while running out of the batter's box on a sacrifice attempt during a game at Milwaukee on Saturday. The Colorado Rockies have placed left-hander Jorge De La Rosa on the 15-day disabled list with a left groin strain suffered in a loss to Pittsburgh. De La Rosa is 1-3 with a 10-18 earned run average and five starts so far this season after winning 14 games last year. In football news, a Dallas judge set a $1,500 bond for former Cleveland Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel in his misdemeanor domestic assault case. Manziel's attorney says his client is expected to turn himself in for booking next week, though no date has been set. The Heisman Trophy winner and former Texas A&M star was indicted by a grand jury this week after his ex-girlfriend alleged that he hit her and threatened to kill her during a night out in January. Well, the NFL draft opens up this evening in Chicago with two quarterbacks expected to be the top picks after a pair of blockbuster trades to move the now Los Angeles Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles are at the top of the draft. Jared Goff of California and Carson Wentz of North Dakota State are expected to be the first names off the board. Goff says he's excited for whatever happens. The 6'4 Goff started every game during his three seasons at California and is the son of former Major League catcher Jerry Goff. The 6'5 Wentz led North Dakota State to its fifth consecutive FCS title last season. He passed for 1,651 yards and 17 touchdowns during his senior year that was shortened by a wrist injury. After Goff and Wentz go in the top two spots, the real drama begins at number three with the San Diego Chargers. Mississippi offensive tackle Laramie Tunsil, Florida State defensive back Jalen Ramsey, and Ohio State stars Joey Bosa and Ezekiel Elliott likely will be among the next group of players to be picked this evening. Northern Iowa safety DeAndre Hall is the highest-rated Iowa college player heading into tonight's draft in the NFL draft in Chicago. Hall was the Missouri Valley Conference Defensive Player of the Year as a senior, and he's ranked as the eighth best safety in the draft, according to CBSSports.com.
DeAndre is ranked anywhere from third to fifth round is what I've heard. Hopefully, he will hit on the second day. But if not, you know, he'll definitely be on a football team, and I'm sure he'll get drafted.
That's UNI coach Mark Farley. Hall is one of two Panthers who are projected to be taken in the draft.
I've heard as much that Mackinnon Dorleon's probably the next highest one right now. He's potential draft sixth, seventh round, or right there in that late free agency, depends on what happens with his position throughout the draft. So I think Mackinnon is a contender.
If both get drafted, it would be the second year in a row that UNI had two players selected in the draft.
What it says about the program, I think what it says about the University of Northern Iowa, is that you can be developed and you can become the best at what you do through here because of the way that we do things. And I think the NFL recognizes the fact now that a person coming out of UNI has the background and the experience through here to make it in the NFL.
Hall and Dorleont hope to join the ever-growing list of former UNI players who made it to the NFL.
I think what we should hang our hat on is that, you know, through UNI, through what we do, I think there's great development here. There's a great chance to be developed from start to finish.
Iowa tight end Henry Krager-Kobel and Austin center Austin Blythe are also projected to be sixth or seventh round selections in this weekend's draft. In the NBA playoffs last night, the Golden State Warriors never missed Stephen Curry as they cruised into the second round. Klay Thompson shot 7 for 11 from three-point range and poured in 27 points as the Warriors crushed Houston 114-81, winning their opening round series in five games. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Clippers didn't do too well in their first playoff game without both Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. C.J. McCollum scored 27 points as the Portland Trail Blazers took a 3-2 lead in their Western Conference quarterfinal series with the Clippers, earning a 108-98 victory in Los Angeles. The Charlotte Hornets are one victory away from winning a playoff series for the first time since 2002. The Hornets own a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference quarterfinals after Courtney Lee nailed a go-ahead three-pointer with 26 seconds left in a 90-88 triumph at Miami. The Nashville Predators have advanced to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs for the first time since 2012. Pekka Rinne made 36 saves, and the Predators scored twice in the first period and then held off the Ducks 2-1 in Game 7 at Anaheim. It's the first Game 7 victory for the Predators, who had to win the last two games of that series to earn the right to take on San Jose in the next round. Fresh off their first playoff series victory in 23 years, the New York Islanders have taken game one of their second-round scrum with Tampa Bay. Shane Prince scored twice, and Thomas Griss stopped 33 shots as the Isles knocked off the Lightning 5-3 in Tampa Bay last night. Reigning world champion Sean Barber cleared 18 feet, 8 and 3 quarters inches to claim the individual honor at the Drake Relays Capitol Square Vault.
Well, it was really unique to have it indoors this year. It's something that I haven't experienced in Drake Relays. And to have the crowd really close in like this was also a really good experience for me. I think the atmosphere was all there, and that's really what drove us to jump.
Barber's winning height was posted on his final vault attempt. Sandy Morris won the women's competition. She cleared 15 feet, 5 inches.
It was a lot of fun. I mean, I came out here just hoping to put together some good bars and give the crowd a good show, and I'm glad I was able to accomplish that and have a good time.
Morris says that Capitol Square provided a unique venue for yesterday's pole vault event. And the biggest unknown for the annual Drake Relays has always been the weather. Conditions could be a big factor this year, especially with every athlete's training geared toward making and then peaking at the Rio Olympics. Drake has lined up stars like LaShawn Merritt, Kerani James, Jenny Simpson, and Brittany Reese to compete in this year's meet, which starts in earnest today and runs through Saturday. But the forecast calls for rain on Saturday, which could lead to athletes deciding to pull out rather than risk an injury that would keep them out of a trip to Rio. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.